You're listening to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Today, talking to Gillian Fraser, daughter of Erin Giorgio, who I've known for years and years since I was at Maranatha Record Company. I started there in 1996. So I knew your mother from there, from the beginning, from Joy Magazine and through all the woes. So it'll be interesting for me to find out in your era of life, what does life look like now, you see?
Oh, no. We could talk and talk and talk for hours, you know. Joy is officially celebrating 20 years next year of publishing the word. And that's with an issue in retail every single month of Joy and of Yaech. That's over 400 issues that we've put out.
Oh, and my goodness.
We are so blessed. We experience multiple challenges every day, but we're still standing by God's grace for His glory.
Before we get into the magazine itself, because I'm very curious about that whole thing about retail and how on earth does a magazine still survive on shelves these days. But I just need to introduce you, because I mean, you're a real person. Even now, you're Erin's daughter now. If you had to introduce someone who's never met you before and you've got to tell them this is who Gillian Fraser is, who are you?
Oh, goodness. I'm so not a title person. So I don't love all the titles, and it's something I've been struggling with a little. So my official title for the last 7 years has been production manager.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my role in that is that I oversee the production of both Joy and Yaech magazine every single month. But then, a few months ago, I've now taken over the company. So I'm now the director, but I'm still doing all the production management work. You know, I haven't hired anyone to replace or to fill that role. So to keep it humble, I just refer to myself as production manager.
Okay, but where does the editor fit into that? Doesn't a magazine have an editor?
So my mom is still the honorary editor.
Oh.
It is purely a title. She is not involved with the magazines at all. But when we did the switch, I asked her if we could keep her on as our editor, keep her face in the magazine, because, you know, we're going into our 20th year next year. And to celebrate 20 years, our readers know her, love her, recognize her. And I thought, you know what, it would just help us to keep her face and her name in there for a while. So she still oversees the file. She still has a look. She still writes a column in every issue. But apart from that, she's not involved in the magazine really at all.
Because you're right, there's a credibility and authority that comes with a person. People know that the person who takes responsibility for Joy and Yaech is someone who's word-based and very earnest about the truth going out undiluted. You know, that whole 100%. Truth about that. So maybe we can, before we go forward with the Joy, look back a little. If you had to, I mean, you were the daughter, you saw the tears. So look back and say, what did it take to survive for 20 years in retail?
Sure. No, Janine, it's been interesting. It's been a blessed, fruitful, but incredibly challenging journey throughout the years. You know, other magazines, they are mostly all owned by one or two media houses in South Africa. There are very few independent titles on the shelves because independent titles just don't survive. It's so expensive. You know, you pay your print bill up front and you only get paid out from retail 3 months later or so. So it's a very difficult thing to establish if you want to get into print media. But Joy Magazine, we've been around for 20 years. We've got the space on retail. We've got the family name. We've got the reputation. We've got the credibility. And we are so blessed that we are privately owned. We have no one calling the shots. We have no one telling us what to publish and what not to publish. We have no donors or funders. We are completely self-raised. You know, we raise our own funding every month through sales and advertising. And we firmly believe that the Lord has protected us. He's provided for us. He's made a way for us to boldly and unashamedly stand up for His word and His truth in South Africa. And there's nobody who can stop us. We are celebrating 20 years next year by God's grace. And we look forward to the next 20 years, God willing, for His glory. Some of the challenges that we faced, obviously over the years, retail, the landscape has changed a lot. During COVID, everything switched over to online shopping. And I think a lot of people aren't going into retail stores anymore. And because of that, a lot of people aren't drawn by magazines anymore. Because if you're not going out of your way to purchase a copy of a magazine, you might not see it as you walk past. And especially with all these Checkers 6060 and Willy's Dash, it's not going to pop out at you. It's not in the aisle as you walk past. So we have definitely struggled with that whole migration and with the changing of, the tide in the world when it comes to print media. However, God's word it doesn't come back void. And we fully trust in Him for all of our ways, for all of our business models, for all of our wisdom. We get that straight from the Lord. And He's protected us. He's provided for us. He's made a way. He's opened doors. All of our readers are loyal, faithful, born again Christians who support Joy. They support the ministry because they know who we are and they know what we stand for. We're not just another devotional magazine or a publication that just seeks to encourage people. We are a biblical worldview publication. We seek to educate and inform the church of a biblical worldview, to equip our readers with an answer of how to react in society, how to look at the world, how to look at everything that's going on around us, and how to have a biblical answer and a biblical response, how to react, how to pray. And then also we are very, one of our core focuses is not just informing people, but equipping them with practical steps on how, what can you do? How can you effect change? What are the next steps that need to happen in society to address the issues we raise? So we deal with the body of Christ from left to right. We are non-denominational. We purely seek to further the word and God's word. That is our doctrine. That is our call. Janine, I can talk to you for hours and hours about all of the challenges we've been through, from being hacked to all sorts of things. We are still standing by God's grace.
I want to take up when you were talking about the loyalty. I mean, at Radio Pulpit, we sit with the same thing. We've got such loyal listeners. When at some stage they wanted to remove you from the shelves, I remember how people who didn't even read Joy magazine stood up and said, "Excuse me, we want to be represented on the shelves when we go to the store." People actually stood up and moved, because you have this idea that Christians moan a lot around the Braaiplaas fire, but it's hard to mobilize people to actually use their voices. And I saw it happening when they wanted to remove Joy from the shelves.
No, of course, it's been, like I said, it's been an interesting journey. There's been many times where we've almost been removed from supermarkets, because the bottom line is that, unfortunately, in South Africa around us, we're living in a godless society. And it's absolutely heartbreaking, because I think it was 84% of society, according to our most recent census, claims to be Christian. Yet we're not seeing a Christian society reflected around us. We're not seeing that on a personal level, on a policy level, on a societal level. So Joy magazine is the last remaining English Christian magazine that is standing up. We are the only publication on the shelves that is boldly standing up for God's word, that is challenging the society around us, that is being countercultural, and proudly so. We're not ashamed of the gospel. God's word doesn't change. Society is changing all around us. People are, influenced by opinions and by social media and by, the issues of the day. But God's word is our anchor and God's word is our compass. It doesn't change. It endures. So we are here today to continually stand up and publish and print God's word in a society that desperately needs it. Mm. And like I said, we're not there just as another resource for Christians. We are Christian media. We are God's voice in society. He uses our platform for his purposes. We are 100% spirit-led and spirit-driven. So sometimes we get into a lot of hot water, you know, every single year, twice a year, come Easter and come Christmas, we will boldly put Jesus Christ on our cover. We put beautiful biblical paintings. And every year at Easter and at Christmas, you know, people cover us up in the supermarkets.
Really?
They go out of their way because they are so offended by the gospel. But that is our core, and we stand firm that we will not change. Our core will not change because God's word does not change. So come at us, you know, supermarkets, persecution, people who don't like what we're saying. It only encourages us. It only reminds us that we are standing on God's word and that we are faithful and effective to his calling. And, well, you know, at the end of the day, that's all that we want to say and do.
Yeah. Well, on the shelves, you look great. I mean, you can stand right there next to any of the other magazines. You're excellent. The pictures are beautiful. The design is beautiful. I wanted to ask you something, and I'm curious about this. Just you as a person, can you help yourself? If you're in a conversation, do you fix people's grammar in your head?
Oh my goodness, Janine, 100%. I have been ruined. I grew up doing proofreading and editing. I studied journalism and media and writing. I also studied, I didn't elect a second major in English literature. And all we did was read, 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 edit, edit, edit. And it has ruined reading for me. I cannot read for enjoyment anymore. I am highly critical when I read or listen to anything. I'm very aware of the multitude of errors that we speak naturally. I'm also guilty of it all the time. So, but yes, I absolutely cannot help myself. Errors pop out to me, you know, they call it a grammar hammer, but yes, they pop out to me like they're illuminated, and they always have. So I grew up where I was, you know, perhaps irritating for those around me because I would constantly be proofreading and picking stuff out. But then I prayed and I said, Lord, how can I use this talent that you've given me for your glory and to be in a position where I can do editing? And I'm rewarded for that, you know, and by rewarded, I mean, the magazine comes out. That's my job. That's my calling. That's my ministry. I'm so grateful for that. But no, you're 100% right. I cannot help myself when it comes to editing.
Yeah, and it doesn't help to correct people. They don't remember the corrections.
No, yeah, people don't. Just get upset.
Yeah, no, this is the truth. Okay, so here's the other thing. Is Christians know just enough Bible to ruin themselves? You know, sometimes it's a huge function that you have, this thing to be a line in the sand and to have the authority that people know that what you say is really what it says there in the Bible, and also to go deeper, because there's two things that I see in Joy Magazine. You've got the articles that are literally, it's like reading a book that invites you to think more, you know, which is something that we don't really do in South African Christianity, is we don't think for ourselves to think more. And to me, many of your articles do that, is to say, here's the first line of what we all know, but wait, there's more. That, and then the second bit of what you do is how you present it in such a way that families can have discussions on that. Even the kids, you know, with a lot of pictures and the way that it's presented in Do You Know Facts and all that kind of thing is something that's done simply enough that anyone can understand. So it seems to me you're trying to communicate to all of us.
Yes, 100%. So that is very intentional for us, is We are non-denominational and we serve the whole body of Christ. That means doctrinally, we reach, from the Baptists to the Charismatics to the Engie Kerk, you know, left, right, and center. But then also in the family, we reach children, parents, grandparents, pastors. We want to make sure that our content is simple enough for anyone to understand, but deep enough to change your life and to really grow your walk with the Lord and grow in your understanding of what the Word says. And like I said, we work very closely with the local church. We love the local church. We don't replace the local church. However, we deal with a lot of issues through our pages that are not spoken from pulpits. You know, they're perhaps not salvation issues, but biblical worldview issues. For example, in South Africa right now, there's a prostitution case where they're trying to legalize prostitution. Yeah. They're not speaking about this from the pulpits because it's irrelevant to your salvation. However, the ramifications of this legalization and this or potential legalization will have drastic effects for the family and the church in South Africa. So we did a whole feature article on this and we equip our readers for how to pray, what to firstly be informed of what's going on. So you're not ignorant of things that are happening around you, but then also practical steps. What can you do to be countercultural? What can you do to actually step up and make a change in society? Now, like I said, a significant percentage of South Africans claim to be Christian. So why aren't we seeing Christian values represented all around us?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's because a lack of devotion or people not caring. I think people just don't know what to do. You know, sometimes you look at these massive issues happening all across the world, all across government, and you can feel powerless as one individual. Oh, well, what am I going to do? What is me as one little person? So we give practical tips and encouragements of how we can stand together as one unified voice, one cohesive body of Christ to impact society, to effect change, and effectively to be salt and light in this nation and in this time.
Another thing that I find on a personal level is that when you're in media, it's like you live your life for your listeners or for your readers in your case, where anything that you see, that you hear, that you haven't heard before, you think, oh, that's going to be awesome. People are going to like this thing. And that it's very, it's you lose that only between you and God thing, you know, that something is precious only between you and God because you live outwardly so much. Do you find that's something that's a challenge for you as well?
That's a really great question. So I'm going to answer and say yes and no. So firstly, you are 100% correct in that my mind is always for our readers. You know, throughout the month, anything that pops up, anything that I hear, anything that I see, my mind always goes back to, oh, I'm so excited to share this with our joy audience, or I can't wait for them to see this. Or, you know, especially when we are designing the magazine and we go to print, we pray over it. You know, we pray and open our offices every single morning. We pray over our readers. We pray over our writers, our contributors, our subscribers. Every single person is important to us. So that's the one half of the story, is how much we really do care about and love our readers and how it's a community. We listen to our readers. We publish articles and letters from our readers. So it really is a community. But then the other side of it is, you know, I'm going to kind of talk away from what you spoke about with losing that personal time with the Lord, and rather touch on how sometimes we have found ourselves in a situation. And I'm very careful for how I word this because I want to emphasize my utmost respect for the Word of God. But sometimes, you know, you're working with the Word all day, every single day, and you're working with it in articles, in emails, in designs, in everything. That I don't want to say you can lose reverence, but you can find yourself dangerously close to becoming very, not complacent, but very
Blase.
familiar with the Word of God, where it's words on a page rather than the life-giving Word of Christ, rather than Jesus Christ, who is the Word. So that's something that we pray for every single morning here, is that we'll never lose our reverence for the Word of God, that working with it, publishing it, rewriting it, sharing it, the amount of work we do with the Word of God, we are so blessed that Scripture is in every article we do, in every conversation we have. Scriptures are, if you come into our office, they're all over our walls. But we pray every morning that God keeps us humble and that God keeps us in awe of His holy word.
Yeah, I also see you don't use too many contributors. You've got the ones that you know that you use. And I find in these days, especially if you're in media, if you endorse someone, it better be someone that you can trust to be endorsed, will be saying biblical truths that you can trust, won't say weird things when you're not looking or post videos or something, because that'll reflect on you and your credibility as well. Is it something that you think about earnestly before someone becomes a contributor to Joy?
Oh, absolutely. So we are extremely exclusive with choosing our contributors. We get inundated every single day. We get people writing to us saying, "Oh, please, can I write for Joy Magazine? And I've got an article I'd love to publish." And unfortunately, we don't accept freelance contributors because the Word of God is our standard. We respect it and revere it so much that we don't want to take a chance with someone who we haven't firstly vetted, someone who we haven't made sure that their content and their life, stands in line with the Word of God. But then, more importantly, as well, we are very spirit-led here. So the Lord leads us to contributors and different contributors in different times. It's the same with our cover stories. You won't believe how many people approach us wanting to buy a cover story. And they'll say, "Oh, well, how much does it cost to feature on your cover?" And every single month we say the same thing. "Sorry, our covers are not for sale. We are not focused on making money here. We are focused on being faithful and true to the Word of God. So we have never and will never sell a cover. Our cover stories are prayed apart months and months in advance. We call them downloads with the Lord, where you sit and you hear His voice and you read His word and we see where He is leading us, what He wants to publish." And again, I must just reiterate, we are not doing our will. We are the Lord's hands and feet, serving His kingdom, publishing what He wants to publish. However, I must also just make a little disclaimer here. Over the years, we've done many cover stories on many different people. And when we put someone on the cover, like I said, obviously it is with much prayer and much guidance from the Lord. But also, we are not lifting that person up as an example of someone who our readers should look to or follow. We never lift people up on pedestals because we firmly believe that our only example is Jesus Christ. There is no man who is who has not fallen short of the grace and glory of God. So all of our covers show flawed people who have committed their lives to Christ, and we interview them and ask them about that. Each one has their own journey and their own story. Each one has their own victories and failures, and we're very cognizant of that. We've also done stories in the past where we've put someone hypothetically who's not exactly a Christian on the cover. And the reason, let me please give you more information about that. A few years ago, we did a cover story and we put Justin Bieber and Kanye West on the cover. And it was such an incredible issue because we were not speaking about Justin Bieber. We were not speaking about Kanye West. We do not think that either of these are credible men of God who we would like to lift up or anything of the sort, especially Kanye West is the complete opposite. But we put them on the cover, and our cover story was, "How should Christians respond when celebrities come to Christ?" And it was, you know, a topic rather than saying, oh, look at these wonderful men of God. So that's very much who we are. We don't point to people. We don't look to people as flawless, or we don't lift them on pedestals. The only person who we've ever put on the cover, who we are extremely proud of and who we do put as an example, is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who we feature twice a year in April and in December.
You know what? This is holy ground, being media for Jesus, because you define normal. You define the truth that people hear, especially because so many Christians aren't even in the Word. And so when they read an article or do something like that, it's a bridge between them. Maybe it'll just make them curious. Maybe it'll just give them an inkling that there is so much more if they would just dig deeper. And then they can Jeremiah 29:13, if you look for him with all your heart, you will be found by him. We want to bless you before you go. We want to bless you. Obviously, Ephesians 2:10, I know you know the scripture, that you are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus to do the good things he's planned for you long, long ago. And as you prayerfully decide what you're doing, as you surrender to him every time, as you die to yourself in preparing every single time like that, may his kingdom come, may his will be done, may his name be made holy through joy and through Yair, in a way that actually, because you're standing in your mandate and in your anointing, that the ground will be prepared, that the fruit will be there, that you will see people's lives change. Obviously, you don't know half of it. You don't know a tenth of what God is doing through Joy and Yach magazine. And may you not know, so that when you get to heaven, you'll be surprised when God says, did you know? And that you enjoy it when he says, well done, good and faithful servant, all of you, of the whole team. May there be a ring of fire around you, protecting you from whatever schemes the devil has. But if he does anything, may it be like Joseph, where he means it for evil, God means it for good, and you will see God's hand working it out for good for all of you who love him and are called according to his purpose. We'd love to see that in your own lives personally, but through you guys in the magazine that goes out faithfully every month.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for that. And we claim it. You know, the Lord gave us a promise when we started this ministry. Or when my mom started this ministry 21 years ago, and he gave her the scripture, I have placed before you an open door that no man can shut. And, you know, no matter what happens around us, no matter whether it's pandemics or hackings or who knows what, we stand firm on that promise, and we trust every month that God will make a way. And you know what, Janine? He's never let us down. He has never failed us. We have never missed an issue or a print date. And by God's grace, we will never miss an issue going forward, because we will be around as long as he opens the door for us, shining his light, growing his kingdom, and bringing his truths into this society and this world at large. So thank you for your encouragement and your blessing. It really does mean a lot.